Hi guys, and welcome to Christanability, a sustainability podcast. Today, I wanted to start off the first episode with a story about how my sustainability journey really started. I believe that sustainability can be passed and taught through generations, so let's just head back to where it all began with my grandparents, who taught me everything that I knew about sustainability from the beginning. As we become older, we become more aware about sustainability and caring for the earth. Sustainability becomes more important and we do more to take care of the earth, even if it's just little things like throwing rubbish in the correct bins, using reusable water bottles, and doing as much as we can to reduce our waste. However, I believe that sustainability is passed through generations. Every household has their own approach and different ways to live sustainably. For me, it starts with my grandparents who, growing up, taught me their own ways to reduce, reuse, and recycle. I stayed at my grandparents' house after school and on the weekends with my cousin while our parents were at work. I've always been interested in saving the environment and finding ways to recycle and wanting to make a difference in how we can reduce our waste. Spending a lot of time with my grandparents and seeing them recycling things switched on the light bulb in my head, sparking my journey to sustainability. When I grew up, I learned that it's not about aesthetics, it's about practicality. While my childhood home may be filled with mismatched containers and other household items, things rarely go to waste. Most of my friends have had the excitement of seeing ice cream in the freezer, but open it up and find out that it's just soup in an ice cream box. It's like the universal experience of going to your grandparents' house and seeing the Danish butter biscuits in the metal tin on the side table, but it turns out it's actually sewing equipment. But hey, it's practical, right? As a child, I thought that it was strange the lengths that they would go through just to reuse something. Even though at the time, I may have been embarrassed by it, and sometimes my mom would even be annoyed with my grandma for requesting a container at the restaurant to take home any salvageable leftovers that could go to the animals rather than going to waste in the bin. You know when you have plastic takeaway containers from restaurants and it sometimes feels a little greasy no matter how many times you wash it? Yeah, well, my grandma would find a way to clean it and give it a second, third, or even fourth life. She would make sure to use it until it's completely unusable. Is there such a thing as going too far to practice sustainability? I don't think so. Sometimes trying to go the extra length to be sustainable may seem inconvenient at the time, but all the efforts my grandparents put in to find new ways to reuse something works out in the long run. And now, as an adult, I find myself regularly using some of the sustainability practices my grandparents did when I was growing up. Saving plastic containers from food come in handy when you have guests over and they want to bring leftovers home. All the jars that we have kept from pasta sauce over the years have come in handy when everyone's starting to get interested in gardening and propagating plants. Although at the time, it was annoying and time-consuming to wash and peel all the labels off, in hindsight, why waste a perfectly good jar when you're able to reuse it for something else in the future? And now, I know for sure that I've definitely saved a lot of money from reusing jars I've already had at home. I remember sitting in the kitchen watching my grandma prepare lunches and dinners. She would be carefully cutting the vegetables and making sure that we were only eating the good parts, and putting the ends or the bad parts of the veggies back in the container she bought them in. Any food waste would go into this container, now turned into a scraps bin, and be put aside for my grandpa to use it as compost in his gardening. I think that's where my passion for composting and interest in worm farms began. I just think it's really great that even now I'm leading a sustainable lifestyle and sometimes not even knowing that that's what I'm doing because it's been so embedded in me from growing up that seeing what my grandparents do and getting used to their ways of being sustainable and reusing perfectly good things at such a young age has really impacted me. Things like saving bags to use for later is something that I've never stopped doing. I mean, it's still a perfectly functioning bag, why would I throw it out? The practice of saving every plastic bag was taught to me at a young age. After going to the grocery store, I would collect them and put it in the plastic bag dispenser that my grandma made using an old pillowcase. It was kind of like a plastic bag filled sausage with a fabric casing. to me, this was fun because it was a little thing I could do to help around the house as a kid. We would use the plastic bags for rubbish, as a wet bag for swimming lesson days, and even fruit covers to protect our homegrown fruits from birds. My grandparents would also save old clothes, cloth scraps from repairing and altering clothes, and old towels, and then use these as a dirty rag or turn it into an oven mitt or pot holder. These little things that they did around the house was normal, but it's a different type of sustainability for them. Reusing and repurposing household items is a normal thing to do in Vietnam, and after immigrating to Australia, these practices continued. For an outsider, my grandparents are being sustainable from reusing containers up to collecting water for gardening. But for our family, it's actually just a normal thing that Vietnamese people have been doing for years. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be able to learn from them, but also implement Western sustainability practices into my own sustainable lifestyle as well. The ways that each culture practices sustainability and how some sustainability practices go unnoticed because it's so normal to us is really interesting. There's probably so many more ways to be sustainable that my grandparents showed me, but I don't even remember because they're now just normal things that I do every day and I don't even realize in the moment that I'm actually being sustainable. Every family has their own version of sustainable living, and now looking back on it, my grandparents are where my journey to a sustainable lifestyle started. So, how did your own family teach you how to be sustainable? And that wraps up our first episode of Christainability, a Sustainability Podcast. I'm your host, Christina Cao, and we'll see you in the next episode.